Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope everyone's doing good. And, you know, I just have to say something because my heart goes out to Afghanistan, all of our people, and I just hope we're all got some good prayers out there. So I don't want to start on that note because I always like to start on the brighter side of life, but I have to make sure that we are sharing what's going on in our world right now. And again, I am so excited. We are starting to have some giveaways. And so I do want to give out our phone number here, and that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. And we were so excited to give away the 20th annual Rotary Wine and Beer Festival at the Hyatt Regency in Westlake, and that is happening tonight. So lucky winners who picked up a couple pairs of tickets. I am so excited that we are starting to come back. And so also, I would love to give away a gift certificate to Lure's Fish House. And if you've never been there, oh my gosh, you are in for a treat. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I am really excited to start my show. And, of course, I always like to start with something uplifting. And, you know, today is all about really just looking at life as a gift. And if you look at life as a gift, that's what you're going to get back in return. So, again, that's it. Every day is a present, and be present in your day. With that, I am really excited. We've got Norman Thatcher. He is a, what is a CAMF? What does that mean, Norman?
That's a Certified Anger Management Facilitator.
Perfect. Okay. And of course, he is the owner of TNT Anger Management, one of our sponsors here. And we're going to talk about a really important topic today, and that's really like relationships. And I know there's so many people, because of the pandemic, going through such a trauma time. And so we're going to give you some outlets. And also, he has one of his facilitators, Bob Bradley, that's going to be joining us. And we're going to really be talking about domestic violence and relationship violence and how we can work through some of our anger management. So, Norman, I am so excited. Let's just start off right away giving your website and your email and your phone number.
Sure. My website is www.tntamf.com. And my phone number is area code 818-264-6255.
Right. And that's actually your cell, too. So you are 24/7 able to help people, correct?
I'm here to give the gift.
I love it. You do such a great job. I call you one of the angels of our community. So thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for working with our show to get your message out there.
Well, thank you, Kim. You've been great and educational for myself, along with your guests. Everything's educational, and I hope everybody learns from each other.
There you go. That's my gift in life. That's really what I say. So I am really excited. Let's bring our first guest on, and that is Carol Stanford. And you, Carol, you have several books, but I know we're going to talk about your newest one. And you are actually a recognized thought leader working side by side with Fortune 500, the new economy. And so talk to us about in-home, in-house education and global speaking platforms. I'm really excited to learn more about you and, of course, your book, The Regenerative Life, Transform Any Organization, Our Society, and Your Destiny. Talk to us, and thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, and I love that we're working on my book, The Regenerative Life, today, because it speaks to the idea of how do you see life as a gift, and how do you give more of your gift because you can see it differently. So thanks for having this conversation.
You are so welcome. So what was your goal behind this book?
The goal is to give us an ability to shift our own perspective so we can see something that's invisible to us at the moment. And I did it as an action learning research project. That meant I involved over 150 people, educated them on a way to play with this idea of what I call meta roles, which basically means you put something else in your mind beside your normal way of playing a role. So if you're a parent, you begin to notice, wait, I'm playing this role the way my parents did, not what I want to do. What would I do if I were Aristotle or my father or Jesus or some idea I respect? I would put that in mind. So I brought these folks together. They tried it out. They went through a series of workshops. It's the action learning process. They wrote stories, and their stories fill up this book about how you can shift how you see the world and how it's working.
Whoa. I love that, Carol. And, okay, Norman, you could speak to this because, you know, so many times, even what you deal with, Norman, is anger management. A lot of times it's the family that they've learned it and they can't change it and they're not even aware of it. Or, and I'm going to also go to the business side of it, is a lot of times we have that picture of how we're supposed to do it, and all of us had to pivot in this moment of pandemic time. And so it's almost like visualizing yourself as a, you know, a very productive leader, and how would they do it? I love that because it shifts the mind, correct?
Correct. And I like what Carol said about, you know, putting the difference into your thought processes, into your head. And that's kind of feeds into what I do. People will come in, make phone calls, seek me out because they're agitated with their relationship or frustrated. And, you know, the ultimate philosophy and goal of my whole office practice is to have them learn some coping skills and be happy. It's not going to be a perfect happy life, 100%. But hey, if we can make some progress, I think that's on the right direction of the goal.
I love that. And people can change. We can change. We grow. And a lot of times it's that negative thought, that negative talk that talks to us, and it, we get stuck and we get scared and we work out of a fear base. Carol, how does that work into what you teach in your book?
Well, what I teach in companies, in organizations, which is also in the book, is that if we understand, I've discovered in my research, there are 9 major roles to make society work. And that means to make an organization work. And if you look at those roles, I'll give you an example so you can see it happening. If you're a teacher, an educator, there is a meta way to think about that. And I ask people to think about what's the essence of that role. And that's part of what we worked on and we work on in companies. Say, if I'm an educator, what's the essence of educating? It's not to cram knowledge into people or train them to do what I want. It's to build their intelligence to think for themselves. Now, the minute I have that thought, I think, oh my goodness, how do I shift how I work? This is the way of growing people, is to help them move in each of these 9 roles, one of which is parent, one of which is designer. And by the way, I'm a designer, you're a designer, you design programs. One is media content creator, citizen, earth tender, spirit resource, economic shaper, and entrepreneur. All 9 of those are core to our society working and any organization working. So if you can learn to ask that question, what's the essence, and we actually give you hints in the book, like the one I just did, that you could in the moment, as you're both talking about, stop and say, what's the essence of the situation? What's the essence of the role I want to play here. I don't know. Is that making sense to you, Kim and Norm?
Absolutely. So basically, it's a very logical way to put life into order. And so I think that, like you're saying, is you put together a company, you have to have the way it runs. And so in our personal or our business life, we have to have rules. And so many people live within no means. They don't have any boundaries. And once you set all those in, you can be successful. Did I hear you right?
Yeah. And the real point I'm making is it's not a who or what we are. It's a capability we can build. That's why you can work on anger management. You can learn to manage yourself if you ask and think about, in the situations I end up not behaving the way I want, can I ask, what is the essence of this role? And I learned, and I call that meta thinking, like you're getting above the situation, looking at it. And if we build communities around this, so we have educators working together, we have designers, media content creators, the person, I had two forewords to my book. One of them is by the host of Here and Now Public Radio. She said, it changed what I thought as a media content creator my work is. That's how powerful it is. So you can bring a new you, a bigger gift, and a life that works for more.
I love that. And, you know, it's interesting because I've been doing radio for so long now. I started, you know, and then everything went into Zoom. And I realized that people were not very clear on their messages. And they would have to get their little card out or their little paper out. And so I thought, I could really help people. I have mastered the magic of messaging. And so that's something that I am creating now, of working with business owners or entrepreneurs, and that can really help get their message out there in a clear way. It's from your heart. You know what you do, but so many people think they have to, you know, fit into this little box. And so I help them kind of really bring that magic. So I love what you're doing.
I love what you're doing. I think it matters because I believe what you actually do when you're working on tidying up the messaging is you're actually tidying up the thinking. You're helping people become more decisive, precise, seeing themselves more clearly, because that's what messaging should be, not what I want to convince you of, but how I'm thinking that could help you. So I love what you're doing too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So tell us, you have several books. Talk to us about where you started and where you are today.
Well, I started thinking this way when I was a kid, but let's don't go all the way back there. I looked out into the world when I was a young kid. I thought about so many different ways of going forward. But the thing I felt was that businesses, particularly large ones and growing ones, had such an impact that if my life was going to have an impact, I had to find a way to improve the quality of thinking and therefore the quality of action. The first book I wrote was The Responsible Business, which was about how you work with stakeholders in a way you grow a whole ecosystem. And it became a bestseller. It's still in print. It's been put into paperback because people are hungry. So I kept thinking, what are people hungry for? People said to me, wait, we're a tiny business. All the stories you tell us about what you did in the responsible business, they feel like too big. So I wrote one called The Responsible Entrepreneur. And I was working with both size companies, but, you know, you pick a direction. Then people said to me, well, wait, how do you do this? You've got a lot of hearing what to do, but there's more that's needed. So I wrote The Regenerative Business. I changed publishers. And in that process, I gave people more specifics of how you unfold the complete redesign of an organization. Then I took one idea in the book. I have a chapter, you'll love this, called Toxic Practices. 30 toxic practices. One of them is feedback, giving one another feedback, which tends to shut off their ability to see themselves. And we've learned this from behaviorism. We were told people can't see themselves. Oh, yes, they can. if it is a capability development, and of course, you have to do that in anger management. And so finally, I came to the fifth book. Actually, I have a new one out this fall. The fifth one is The Regenerative Life, because it was for individuals and how to do this, and also startups. So that's kind of the path I've been on. All my books are building an ecosystem of stories about how it is we can learn to be growing ourselves and be self-managing.
I love that, Carol. Wow. I mean, a pretty amazing stuff there. And of course, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got Carol Sanford here, and we're talking about her. And of course, we've got Norman Thatcher here from TNT Anger Management, one of our sponsors, and we love what he does also. So Carol, how do we find out more about you, and how do we get your book?
All right. So you can go to my website, carolsanford.com. It's all about me, right? And it has all my books. I have three different podcasts, which you can get to from there. If you're a corporation or a small business and want to look at joining one of our communities and learning about this, you can get there from that page. And I don't sell books directly, but I do sell them in bulk and run book clubs with extra video. There's a whole lot of stuff on that site, which whatever you're looking for, and you can always email me, Carol, you will not be surprised at this, carol@carolsanford.com.
There you go. I love it. Carol, please download our podcast and share us with everyone. And I thank you so much. You've done some really good work for people, and I can see why you are a recognized thought leader. So thank you again. I'd love to have a further talk with you.
I'd love that. Thank you for inviting me, and goodbye and good luck to both of you.
Thank you so much, Norman.
Thank you, Carol. And if you have a chance to listen, I'm going to be using your 9-point rules in my later discussion. So thank you for that information.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to talk with Ash Beckham, and he is a speaker, equally advocate, and author of Step Up, How to Live with Courage and Become an Everyday Leader. Do you see where we're going with this? It's all about living your best life here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. Norman, wasn't that great, Carol?
That was great. Actually, again, I learned from all your listeners, and her explanation about the current plans and the roles, I will definitely be using that.
Okay. Well, you'll have to share them with me. So I like that. You looked it up and figured it out, right?
Yes.
There you go. Very cool. All right. Well, I am really excited to bring our next guest on. And Ash Beckham, are you there?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. I've heard a lot about you. And, of course, you are a speaker, an equality advocate, and an author of Step Up, How to Live with Courage and Become an Everyday Leader. And I went on and I saw a couple of your videos, and wow, you're very impressive, and I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about you.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and so talk to us. You did the TEDx talk, right, coming out of the closet, and, you know, I love when somebody stands up to our lives. That's what it's all about. So tell us a little bit about your book and who you are.
Sure, yeah. So I, never really started the path of being an advocate. You know, I was living in Boulder, Colorado, which was a pretty progressive place, and was out to my, you know, close friends and family, and kind of thought being myself and in my everyday world was enough. And then the more I started to have kids, and I didn't have kids at that point, but my friends started to have kids, my sister, people I love very much were having kids, and I know that they loved me, and I also know what, you know, hallway and locker room talk is like, and knowing that they would have to kind of make this decision between using LGBTQ language or kind of seeing me as a second-class citizen in some ways in their circles and have to defend that or reconcile that themselves really made me want to share my story and have people understand what it means to be out and maybe what those challenges are and how, you know, hurtful disparaging language could be. And, you know, you don't want people to change because you tell them to. You want them to change because they see how their actions make you feel and that causes the change. So that was the impetus for some of the talks that I started to do, and then it really resonated. As you know, people sharing their stories are so impactful, and it hit a nerve, and I got a lot of support, and that launched a speaking career that I never intended, and then, you know, here we are almost 8 years later, and I feel incredibly fortunate to have the platform that I have.
Wow, I love that. So again, Norman is one of our co-hosts and sponsors, and of course, he has an anger management, which I always say all my shows exactly turn out how they're supposed to be. All my guests line up, and so talk to us, Norman. What's your thought?
Good morning, Ash.
Sure. Go ahead, Norman.
So I just wanted to say good morning to Ash. And the one thing I got out of the presentation was advocacy. And I think there's some people that just are really on the cusp of really wanting to get help. They just don't know how to do it. So there's educators and therapists and doctors out there making that call. And having somebody push for the advocacy to get help is really important. So I wanted to kind of highlight on that 10 point.
Yeah, thank you. And then, Ash, also in your book, you talk about Step Up, okay, and 8 pillars of everyday leadership. Can you tell us what those are?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I kind of started to look at leadership, it was this inclusive vision of it, right, that we all have the capacity to be leaders. That isn't about a position or where you fall in the org chart or kind of a hierarchy, right? It's about a disposition. It's about the person that you are. every day. And so some of them are traditional, you know, so we look at courage and responsibility and individuality. And then some things that are maybe a little bit more new wave, like authenticity and empathy. But then I also look at patience and humility and grace, kind of these intangibles. And to me, the eight pillars exist collectively almost as a toolbox, right? There's the old saying, you know, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And I think we find ourselves in these situations where we want to be a leader, where we have that feeling of wanting to step up. And the more tools we have at our disposal to combine these traits to have the most effective impact on the situation, I think that's how we become the best, most authentic version of ourselves as leaders is when we can treat the situation exactly how it deserves to be treated. Because we all know we come to situations and the conversations we're having with, you know, our kids' teachers or our spouse or our coworkers are often very different conversations. And so how are we the best leader for the moment?
I like that. Okay. So when you say the eight pillars, talk to us, like, what is number one?
So the first one is empathy. And to me, that's where it all starts. And you know, empathy, mm-hmm. of course, differentiating it from sympathy, right? I don't have to be empathetic. I just have to understand somebody else's position. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to change my position. It's just understanding what it's like to be somebody else. And if we are going to lead in any capacity, right, whether that's directly because of, you know, people that we're responsible for, that's the position that we have, or if it's because we're trying to, you know, be an example for our kids or an example in our community, if we don't know what it's like to be somebody else, if we can't take our blinders off, and there's nothing wrong with not knowing what it's like to be somebody else, we've lived the life that we've lived, but we have to be able to be empathetic of somebody else's position to merely understand. If we can understand somebody, there's very few people we can't have a conversation with. And to me, that's where it starts is listening, really. And the first way to get there, to truly hear somebody is to listen.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I just watched a movie the other night, and it was about a young son that was struggling because his father was embarrassed and couldn't hear him. And he ended up, you know, committing suicide because the school was against him. He was being bullied. There was just so many things that were in against him. And, you know, where do they go for help? What, you know, did you ever experience that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody, and that's, you know, a lot of times that's framed in an LGBTQ lens, but so many of us that have felt different, that have felt alone, I think that's the hardest thing in the world. And I think it's so critical to know that you're not alone. So there are local resources, there are national resources that are out there for people that are in crisis, that are having challenges, that, you know, it's a matter of finding your people, and it is so isolating to feel alone or not supported by your family or by your friends, but I guarantee you that there are people out there that have been through, if not the exact same thing, something similar, and they have you know, open arms and ready to welcome you in and work you through it. It's just a matter of finding those resources. So and again, you can find them in a variety of ways, and go to Crisis Lines, or the Trevor Project exists, is a great national one. But again, local resources certainly exist. And, you know, I guess I would just tell everybody that, you know, we need you around for one more day. You're a part of the fight. That's the leadership piece, right, is making other people understand and fill in the role that you have, and that we need everybody and everything that they bring to the situation to kind of help this idea of equity and inclusion move forward.
Right. I love that. And Norman, you could probably speak to this. You know, what happens is when we don't feel good about ourselves and, you know, we have that negative talk or somebody that isn't nice to us and we feel alone, then we get angry and, you know, it gets bottled up and then we, you know, we reach out and we're not nice people because we've had so much trauma in our lives. Norman, how do people work through that? I know we're going to be talking more about relationships, but there's so many variables to relationships.
Well, I think Ash hit it right on the head, and I did want to get back to to Carol's situation, I told her I would get back to her. But the first thing that Ash mentioned that I took away once was just the phrase "step up." I wish I can market that. That's actually awesome. That's actually an awesome business slogan. And just that same "step up" to get help. That's the number one way you're going to get help for anything. And to kind of parallel what Carol was saying earlier, I told her I'd get back to her as far as the roles and identifying whether you're a brother, a sister, a spouse. Actually, the first person you're responsible is to yourself. Mm-hmm. And that being yourself is a role of identity. So if there's any questions for any kind of questionable behavior or thoughts or feeling down, make these phone calls. Look up on websites. If you don't want to make a phone call, look at these providers' websites. You can do it in the privacy of your own time. And, you know, when you feel the time is right, then you make those phone calls and get your information, because the last thing people and educators want is to ever feel that there was no provisions provided. And there is help out there.
I love that. And you know what? Each one of us are individual. We have our own gifts. We bring our own gifts. And there is something special about every single person. And I want my listeners to hear that. You need to show up every day. We want you in this world. So, Ash?
Yeah, I mean, I love what Norman said. And, you know, just want to jump on that a little bit, that there's, it has to be movement, right? That's the other kind of piece of the idea of stepping up. It isn't this, you know, you're not climbing a mountain in a day. If you're stuck, the best thing you can do is something, anything. Mm-hmm. Look it up on
That's
your phone, right.
right?
You don't have to make the call. You're not committed to do anything, but we have that responsibility, like you said, to ourselves. And again, like you said, Kim, that we all have these special gifts and that we have to do something. And I think that this incremental growth is so critical. You know, where any of us that have gone through trauma or gotten through grief or been through hard times, you know, it's in retrospect, maybe the steps seem shortened, but you know what it's like someday where the hardest thing you do is get out of bed, and that makes it a good day. And to me, that is showing leadership, showing that action, that despite you don't want to do anything, you know that to take care of yourself, you have to do something. And so, again, these are baby steps. They can be so, so small and so personal. And there's no one that's gonna judge you for doing it. I think the critical part is that you do something and you know inside that you did something brave that day, and that makes you more brave the next day.
I love it. I love it. Ash Beckham, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast and also share our show with everyone. And of course, how do we find your book and how do we find out more about you?
Sure, absolutely. So it's just ashbeckham.com is my website, and there's a link to the book there, or you can buy it through any of the regular booksellers, through independent sellers as well, as you know, as we all know. Small businesses are challenged right now, so independent booksellers are a great way to go. But it's available everywhere, and feel free if people reach out directly to me on the website. I would always love to talk to anyone more. So thanks for what you do, and the conversations that you and Norman have are truly changing lives. So my gratitude to both of you. Thank you.
I thank you so much. And Ash, where are you located?
I am in Longmont, Colorado, so just outside of Boulder. Born and raised in Ohio, but my family's here. I'm here with my wife and our two little boys, and you know, trying to make the world a better place, like all of us, right?
There you go. You're doing a great job. Thank you. Stay well, and again, thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life.
Absolutely, right. Appreciate you both. Thank you.
You got it. Take care. All right, Norman, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with you and we're going to talk with Bob. And we're going to find out a little bit more about all the great things that you are doing to, you know, to really help people. And, of course, we're going to be talking about couples and partners and anger in the relationships. We've never talked about that before. And also we've got Bob Bradley, who is one of your facilitators, who is a domestic violence group facilitator, along with you as the anger. We're going to get some really good stuff happening. And again, I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008, and that is 805. Also, I do want to remind all of our listeners that you can stream us on kvta.com, and also you can hear all of my shows. If you miss any part of it, you can go to my podcast, and then that is The Kim Pagano Show. You can download our podcast anywhere. And again, if you know a guest or somebody that you would like to know more about, please reach out to me at kim@kpshow.org. Also, please get our newsletter that goes out every single Friday. It's a huge foundation that helps everybody know about all of our guests and all of our sponsors. And we'd love to get you to be a part of that. And if you are looking to be a part of a sponsor and you want to get your name out there in a big way, like Norm Thatcher, TNT Anger Management, please call us right now, 419-0008. And I would love to have a conversation with you and learn more about your business. So again, Norman, stay with us. We'll be right back.
She was walking in the street, looked up and noticed he was nameless, he was homeless. She asked him his name and told him.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are honored that you pick our show to wake up to every Saturday from 7 to 8. Anyways, I am so excited. We've got Norman Thatcher here. And, of course, he is our co-host. And he is the owner and facilitator for TNT Anger Management. And his slogan is Call Today, Not Tomorrow. His mission statement is to provide anger management, coping skills, and techniques to the citizens of Los Angeles and Ventura counties, and now offering certified classes nationwide through Skype or by phone. Huge, Norman. You are helping so many people. And also joining us today is Bob Bradley, and he's also your facilitator for domestic violence. And that's a group that people can be a part of also, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Bob, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Very good. Glad you're here. And let's start off with Norman. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to be talking today and kind of where the world is, because God knows we have all gone through a really hard time, and people that were already kind of on the fence have just need some extra emotional help.
Well, I'd like to start the topic. It's in general of anger management in relationships, mm-hmm. and usually that's whether it's marriage, relationship with your kids, relationships with your family, relationships with your coworkers, relationships with just society and how people react in generally with each other. So the one thing that I wanted to pick out is, 60 to 70% of our marital group of the society usually ends up in a divorce. And one of those problem areas is communication skills and anger of the relationship. So I want to kind of focus in on there's a lot of blame when people are yelling at each other and not taking the identity of yourself as what responsibility you play, but like to blame it on the other person. So I kind of wanted to focus in that general area.
I love it. I think that's such an important thing to be talking about. And Bob, welcome. And please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a facilitator for groups, for domestic violence groups, also anger management and parenting. It's something I've been doing for a little over 10 years, prepared with some clinical psychology training in college, including graduate work and the interning process, and the fascinating work with those who've been in it for a much longer period of time, keeps it a very fascinating discipline to be involved with. Helping people is the goal.
Okay. Well, I love that. And I, like I said, this is such an important topic that a lot of people really don't talk about. And so I'm really glad to be having both of you on. Again, let's just start off with Norman. Give out your website and your phone number again, please.
Sure. My website is www.tntams.com. And my phone number is area code 818-264-6255.
Okay, perfect. So let's start off. Anger in a in relationship, is it healthy or is it destructive?
Well, I've always looked at this as these are your options. You can sit and do absolutely nothing and take those consequences, or you can pick up a phone or open up a computer and make a phone call to a provider. And how I do it is I do an initial consultation that is free of charge. And I mention that because I want this to be somebody that feels comfortable and maybe they don't want somebody in their family or close to. They want somebody that's completely out of their loop or their circle that they can, you know, talk to about their frustrations. And the program is actually built with workbooks and skill building techniques. And ultimately, the goal is to keep the marriage intact, if that's what the goal is. And if I can be a piece of that, that's I feel accomplished something.
I love that, Bob. What's your thought?
Well, the people that I deal with primarily are mandated by the court to take a 52-week course that is described by the California Penal Code, and it's a mandatory involvement. There are those who volunteer, and right. When they do, they join the group that is also comprised of those who are mandated. It's not a simple process for people. Many people do not want to report that domestic violence occurs in their family life, that they are either victim or perpetrator, of course. So mm-hmm. It's a very delicate process.
Right. And, you know, a huge question that I want for both of you, Norman, if you could go first, but when is it a good time to reach out for a professional intervention or to at least reach out to try to get help? I mean, sometimes things go so fast that, you know, it's almost sometimes, God forbid, too late.
Well, if you go to my website, on one of the tabs, there is actually a questionnaire, about 9 or 10 of them, just some quick identifiers in looking at your own self-insight. Are you kicking doors? Are you yelling at people? Are people giving you feedback that, hey, you know what, Kim, you look a little upset over the last couple of weeks. What's going on? Are you just not able to focus on your job? Are you not focused in school? Is it affecting your work job? And usually if people have 2 or 3 of those items that are affecting their daily living, usually that clicks in and then they make a call. And I also wanted to thank you, Kim, for tying all these facilitators together, because it's a format where literally I think everybody is learning from each other. And I just wanted to thank you for all the shows that we've done in the past and currently going forward, that you know, there is formats out there and you bring us all together in your format. And I just wanted to thank your staff and your producer and you personally for bringing us all together to let this community know that there is help out there.
Oh, thank you, Norman. And you know, I really believe many hands make little work. And, you know, people come to me all the time being a voice for the community of where I can get help, or where, you know, if I had somebody, a couple people, we had somebody from hospice last week, and a couple people reached out to me. I want my listeners, you know, sometimes it's embarrassing. Sometimes, you know, you feel sad or you feel alone. And please reach out to me. I want to give you my number as a community leader, that I will find a resource for you. There's so many of them, and there's times that we need help lifting ourselves. And so I want to give out that number, 419-0008. And, of course, you know, anything that is to do with this, Norman Thatcher, TNT Anger Management would be my first and foremost, you know, lead to help you in your life. So let's talk about domestic violence. Bob, talk to us about that. What does that exactly mean?
Well, it's aberrant interaction between intimate partners primarily. I mean, you can be engaging in domestic violence even as someone who is separated from a partner. If you've dated, are dating, or living together, married or not. And it can involve extended family. But primarily, it's the intimate partnership that experiences the rough waters of keeping
right.
a relationship going. And when it's difficult, it is time to call for help. Again, it's not something that people are prone to do. Women will wait. It is said nationally, statistics say that women will wait 15 for once they've had 15 batterings before they'll report. Mm-hmm. Men don't report hardly at all, and yet men experience victimhood of them various forms of domestic violence almost as much as women do. Of course, men are concerned about being belittled by police or by friends if they should report that they have been victimized. But they also have issues of pride and proprietorship, meaning they don't want to put their spouse, even though their spouse has victimized them, in a embarrassing or shaming position, and certainly don't want to appear to their children that they're doing that to their mother. Most of the time, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, and I would suspect right now with the pandemic and, you know, people don't really want to go to the hospital and there's just so many things that, you know, not everything is 100% up to par. They feel stuck and they feel alone, and it would be hard because our lives are a little unstable. And so I think that that's why this is such an important topic to be talking about. You know, I'm so passionate about helping people with this on both ends, and the children, and feeling afraid. So where does it all come from? And either Norman or Bob, go ahead.
Well, it comes from way back when we were being brought up. In fact, it goes back to infanthood, the way in which mm-hmm. attachment occurs and whether or not it occurs in a healthy manner, and how one's lifestyle, not lifestyle in the modern vernacular, but lifestyle is invented, frankly, by a psychiatrist in the 19th century. Lifestyle meaning how I see myself based upon how I was treated when I was raised, how I see the environment around me as facilitating that process, and then how I see myself out in the world. If I'm raised in a fashion that whereby I feel good about myself, I'm someone who's a human being allowed to make mistakes, watching parents make mistakes, having a humility that allows them to admit it and then demonstrate how to correct behaviors and so forth, and I feel one with the family, then I grow up feeling very good about myself, and I go out into the world and treat it accordingly. If, on the other hand, I'm raised to think very badly of myself because I'm constantly criticized and minimized because I'm a child and I'm treated like I don't matter, I will be closed, and I'll have very little socialization skills to put myself in a comfortable place in society. And so when I get out into it as an adult, I'm getting you before you get me. And that goes from a spectrum of selfishness all the way to harmfulness.
Right. And question to you and Norman, can people really change and be cured?
Oh, yes.
Norman?
Yeah. Well, in the work I do, you know, I do tell them this is a process. You know, I've had people after the initial consultation, it's not for them, but I've had people for a month, 2 months, 5 months, a year, and basically their progress is measured through their work, not my work, their work. And that's how they tell me if it works or not, because it's their skills that they're building. So that's how I measure their progress, is by their self-feedback that they give me.
I love it. You know, again, we could talk on and on and on about this, but I want to just really let people know, give them a tip. If you feel like you're in an endangered relationship, or you feel like you are danger to a relationship, Norman, what should they do?
Well, I think the theme of today is call today, not tomorrow.
I love that. And again, this is for domestic, this is for anger management, wherever. I mean, you see in our community so many different people that are going through this. And I really, again, think you guys are doing such a great job. Norman Thatcher, TNT Anger Management, Bob Bradley, thank you so much for being a guest here. And again, thank you so much. Please download our podcast, share our show with everyone so we can get this great information that you guys are doing to make a difference. And that's really what it's all about. Norman, always, always wonderful to talk with you. And Bob, thank you again.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Kim. Also with you, and just keep going forward.
There you go. I like it. And you're going to love my, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. If you're looking for a reflection, a lot of time, a friend, a good friend's eye is a good mirror. So if somebody's kind of just saying, what's going on with you? Look at that as something that can really help you. And that's what we want to do, surround ourselves with people that love and care about us. And again, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And download our podcast and reach out to me if you would like to be a part of this great radio show. So again, thank you so much. Bye-bye. Listen.